June 20th, John Frith. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. John Frith was a brilliant scholar and a man who loved God. He was a man who was willing to die rather than endorse a church rule he knew to be untrue. All he had to do was agree that the church authorities were right about some things, like communion and hell, and he could have a long, productive life. Instead, he kept telling the truth. On this day, in 1526, when he was just 30 years old, John was declared a heretic and sentenced to be burned to death.
It is better to die for the truth than to live a lie. After several discouraging weeks in isolation, John Frith was glad to visit his friend and fellow reformer, William Holt. When Holt asked Frith about recent activity among Protestant reformers, Frith told him about the teachings of two prominent Swiss reformers. Frith said that after much thought, he had firmly rejected the Roman Catholic's position. He had prayed and studied and consulted with other scholars, and he had decided the position of the Protestant reformers was true. Holt cleverly appeared enthusiastic to agree with Frith's position on the disputed doctrine. He asked Frith to put his argument down in writing so that Holt could better understand it. At first, Frith hesitated. If he wrote that down and it fell into the wrong hands, Frith could be branded a heretic, arrested, convicted, and executed. But Holt was his friend. He would never let the writing out of his sight. He was persuasive. So Frith, who wanted his friend to have a correct understanding of the disagreement, finally agreed to write out his argument. And he did. But Holt was a spy. Without delay, he delivered what Frith had written to Lord Chancellor Thomas More, the main persecutor of the so-called heretics in England. After reading what Frith had written, a confession of heresy, Thomas More declared Frith's teaching heretical and confusing to those not capable of discerning theological truth. He immediately had Frith arrested. John Frith was stunned. Psalm 55, 12 and 13. For it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It's not an adversary who deals insolently with me, then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. When faced with the price of his friend's betrayal, Frith determined it was better to die for the truth than to live a lie. Frith would not deny what he had written. Thomas More had Frith delivered to Winchester for examination. The two archbishops, who were supposed to take him to Winchester, contrived a plot to let Frith escape. One of them said, "Mr. Frith, I am ordered to bring you to Croydon, and knowing the rage of your enemies, I consider myself as bringing you like a lamb to the slaughter." The archbishops couldn't bear the thought of what was ahead for Frith. In their distress, they disregarded any hazard to themselves and conspired to deliver Frith out of the lion's mouth. But Frith refused to escape. With a smile, he said, "Do you think I am afraid to deliver my thoughts that are clearly founded on the absolute accuracy of divine revelation before the bishops of England?" Frith said that while he was free, he cherished his freedom as long as it was for the benefit of the Church of Christ. But now, by the providence of God, having been delivered into the hands of these bishops, Frith considered himself bound by the ties of gratitude and love for his Redeemer to fight for the purity of his faith. He believed if he ran away, he would be running away from God and the testimony of his word. Even worse, he would be denying the Lord who had bought him, and he would grieve the hearts of Christ and the faithful Christians who had lived before him. Frith vowed to the bishops, if they would not take him to the place appointed, he would travel there by himself. So the reluctant bishops conceded. Has the betrayal of a close friend or family member ever caused you to question your faith? It is better to die for the truth than to live a lie.
Thatcher, and I serve the Alliance Church in Jerusalem. All right, let's get to it. Today's video is about a man named John Frith. Now, John, he was a human being. He was flesh and blood, just like any of us, but clearly there was something different about him. Now, there are ways that we as people respond to betrayal and things that threaten our life, right? Like anger and rage and revenge. These things, they kick up this natural fight or flight response in us. But with John, we see something very, very different here. His response was to grab on the truth, even tighter, and to love the one who betrayed him. Now, that's the example Jesus gave us, but it's not one that we as men are just ready and able and eager to jump into. It's a characteristic and a mark of someone who has built intimacy with Christ through truth. So I would argue that this story has less to do with a companion who stabbed him in the back and more to do with the companion that John called Savior. Now, as men, we want to mature in this. I want to mature in this. We don't want to fear truth, but to be freed by it, liberated by it. Because intimacy with Jesus begins with honesty, and it begins with truth. It starts as we come to him, owning our mess, not covering things up, and it continues to grow as we choose not to live in half-truths or to twist truth for our benefit. So as we live this way, not having anything to hide, we taste and we see the goodness we have in Jesus and fall in love with the freedom of living in God's truth. This is how our faith grows into admirable devotion like John's, so that our response to difficult things reflects the example that Christ gave us to lay down our lives for our friends, to lay down our lives for our enemies, for the sake of the world seeing our Father in heaven. So here's today's challenge. As we continue growing in this kind of maturity and intimacy with Jesus, where are the places in our thinking, in our hearts, in our conversations, where we can champion God's truth and live in the honesty and light of Jesus so that we and everybody around us falls in love, more in love with our Savior. All right, be encouraged, men, and keep moving forward.